What's up, beer drinkers? How y'all doing this new year? Crazy new year, actually. Started off crazy. I think it's going to get better from here. But that's just the optimist in me. And the beer drinker me thinks we are going to have a great beer year. Year number six. This is our sixth year of cold brew. And we do not really know what we're going to get into this year. But we know it's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of beer. And we just want to thank you for coming along with us for the ride. This week, I start my non-alcoholic beer. And let me tell you, I fucking tripped out the gate this week. So you'll have to listen for that. Sorcerer Chromatic went the opposite route. I'm doing a dry January. He's doing a dry... Well, let me... I'll just let you listen to what kind of dry January he has going on this month. Let's see, in our cold brew list, we list the beer trends that are going to pop off this year, which should be a lot of fun. I think there's some really good ones in there. Now, during the beer list segment, we did have some audio difficulties. We had to restart like three or four times. It was pretty bad. I tried to edit out a lot of the dead air and the silence and everything. So try to, if you hear like a couple little hiccups, that's probably what it is, just trying to splice shit together. So, and then at the end, you know, we give a little nod to New Year's. I talk about my New Year's. Sorcerer Chromatic had a very calm New Year's, so he didn't really talk about his, but that's fine because I went off on mine. And then, and how could I forget? We have a brand new theme song. It was really fun recording it, writing it, and recording it, and everything. Producing it, let's put it that way. Very fun producing it. Had a lot of fun coming up with it. And I just love this song. It's just a fun song. That's all I can say. And I hope you liked it too. And it's coming up in a few seconds. But first, I got to do the plugs. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Untappd. Just search Cold Brew Podcast. Also, email us at coldbrewpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any long-form things to talk about, you want to bring up for the show. But also, if you just want to say what's up and see how things are going, just slide into our DMs on Instagram. All right, so without further ado, it's time for another cold brew.
What's up, Chrome? It's our turn, baby.
Beer reviews.
We got the beer
and the Gucci is beer news.
We Gucci, baby.
This ain't our job, but we're still fly.
You know we're the flyest.
Barely pay our rent.
We still pay our bills.
Cause all our money's spent.
Hey, you know that's right.
On barrel-aged stouts and barley wines.
And barley wines, though.
We raise a glass to our heroes who have passed.
R.I.P.
Sports TV and movies, too.
Oh, pop culture.
We talk about anything.
Coming at you, pre-recorded from Cold Brew Studios. I am Greg, he is Sorcerer Chromatic, and we're here to talk about beer.
Yes, we are.
Let's see here. New intro song, same old intro by me.
Sounds good. Sounds about right.
Par for the course. No, I'm excited about it. I always love our new songs. I don't know why. It just always, it delights me. By the end of the year, I'm sick of it. And I'm ready for a new one, so.
I can see that.
Yeah. Let's see here. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope everyone
yes.
got through it safely and is healthy and well. And I have to say, I'm still on the dry January. I like to thank New Year's for that, but I'll get into that later.
3 days strong.
Right. Does it count that I was drinking on New Year's and even past New Year's?
Of course not.
Oh, okay. So it's not like it wasn't like... I guess it's my thing. So if I wanted to, I could have said, okay, midnight, stop, right? But I was continuing the fun. Had a little too much fun, but I'll get into that later. Let's get to the beer, shall we?
All right.
So for my first non-alcoholic beer offering of the year, I have by our good friends up in Petaluma, California. Can you guess who? But just by the city.
Lagunitas.
That is correct. I have the Lagunitas IPNA. Their non-alcoholic IPA malt beverage contains less than 0.5% alcohol by volume. Let's go to their page, shall we? Because they say IPNA is a brewer-led labor of love, taking us over a year to perfect. Inspired by Lagunitas' love of hops and our brewery flagship, this non-alcoholic IPA is brewed with the same ingredients found in our high-balance IPAs, hops, malt, yeast, and water, and thus the same hoppy deliciousness, but brewed without the ceremonial fez and ancient incantations that take it over the edge. That's all. I don't know what the fuck that means, but... Crafted with the highest quality malts and massive dry hop, our favorite Yakima Valley hops, Citra, Mosaic, and CTZ, that is Columbus, Tomahawk, and Zeus, giving it a uniquely full body and crazy big hoppy aroma. So without further ado or reading any more of their colorful adjectives, top off. Oh, hey. And that's brought to us by our good friends over at Eagle Capoff, who I still communicate with on Instagram every once in a while. Very good guys over there.
Dude, sadly, I had to say I had to give up on my Eagle Capoff. It just, I don't know. I got a lemon. Everywhere.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you reach out to them and tell them your woes, and maybe they help you out.
Maybe they reach out to me, huh?
All right, I'll DM him and see what we could do.
All right. Well, I have a beer. I guess you could say I have a counter theme to your shenanigan.
you went over the top with ABV.
No, you're doing dry January. I'm doing dry hot January.
Oh, okay. All right. A little twist on that. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, with that said, I have a beer that I see every now and then, and I can't help but scratch my head because this why I never had it. And looking into it, I guess I could tell you a little bit why. However, this beer is one of the few beers that has a 99% rating.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm a Beer Advocate.
Yeah, okay.
That's readily available year-round. And it's from Alpine Beer Company.
Okay.
All right. It is their Nelson.
Oh, I love that beer.
Okay. So, yeah. Nelson IPA.
Right.
And according to the website, named after Nelson Selvin Rydell from New Zealand. The hop is introduced through the brewing and dry hopping of this complex and well-balanced IPA. A hazy straw-hued ale, Nelson is topped by bright white beer foam and offers a tropical hop aroma. The pine and fruity hop notes linger, but are well-balanced by the smooth, malty addition of European rye malts. Enjoy this stunning and multifaceted yet mellow IPA. ABV is 7.0%. IBU is 40, available year-round in 12-ounce bottles and cans. And without any further ado, pop off. Now, that wasn't too loud. I hit the way I hit it. Now, I did a little research on Alpine, and it turns out they're actually a subsidiary of Green Flash.
Right.
And Green Flash is owned by, I don't know who now. Just interesting. Yeah, interesting. It seems like Alpine has better beers than Green Flash.
Oh, fuck yeah. That Nelson's great. The Duet's really good. The Happy Birthday's fabulous. And that one was like Open Window or something like that. I forgot what it was called. Or Up Windows Up or something like that.
Windows Up, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Shout out to Nipsey Hussle.
All right, so this Lagunitas IPNA, it's terrible. It's bad. Oh. It is not good at all, man. I hate this beer already. It's got this weird, funky, like, stale taste to it. I don't taste any hoppiness whatsoever. The malt is bad. It's just everything about this is just terrible, man. I'd rather have a fucking O'Doul's than this beer. I'd rather have a fucking Heineken 0.0 than this beer. This is just straight garbage. I really hate this beer. This is, oh. Eh, the only thing I'd rather have less than this is Corona.
Interesting. The virus or the beer?
Both. Shit. Nah, I shouldn't be teasing about the virus as many people have lost loved ones to it. But, I mean, this is, it's just a, I don't know if this is going to, if I'm going to warm up to this one. No pun intended.
Interesting. I was wondering if, what you call it? Have you ever had the Heineken, not Heineken, Lagunitas Happy Fresher?
No, I haven't.
Right. Well, that's a non-alcoholic drink. It's just a hop water that's, just like mineral or sparkling water that's hop flavored. And my wife really liked that when she was pregnant. That was a nice little way to curb her beer cravings with that.
You know what? And that might be even better than, I think it's the malt that's really killing this. If it was just sparkling water with a hop little zing to it, that may be way better than what I'm drinking here. This is just, it tastes like just spoiled bad water, man. It's just, it's not good. It is not good at all. I bought four different non-alcoholic beers to try this month. I might have to go and just grab another one right now. This one's so bad. Maybe we'll do a cut edit later on where I just go grab another one and rate that one. Because the other one, I got like a stout. I think I got two stouts and an amber by other companies. This is the only Lagunitas one I got. So, yeah, this one just, it's not good, man.
Oh, yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, yeah, I was looking forward to it, too. But, you know, that's why I'm doing this, just to see how good it is. And it is not good. I'm going to give this one a really bad rating.
Ooh, burn on you.
How's your beer? Let's stop talking about the shit and talk about the good stuff.
Well, so far I'm enjoying it. It has that tropical sweetness to it as advertised. It's straw and hazy. Not really telling the fact that there's a European rye malt used for it. You know, the malt part seems to be a little overshadowed by the hoppiness. So,
yeah,
it's not standing out in that aspect. However, you know, let's see how it opens up. I am enjoying this. This is a nice beer.
All right, cool. And we'll have to wait to see how we rate these. I already told you I'm going to rate mine terribly, but I liked the Nelson. The first time I had it was over at Harry's Hofbräu in San Jose when it used to exist. And I just remember I fell in love with that beer immediately the first time I had it. Once it hits your lips, it's so good. All right, and it's now time for the beer news. All right, the first beer news is another collaboration between a music artist and a brewery. This time it is Frank Zappa collaborated Ooh. With Duckfoot Brewery Company to come up with an IPA called Why Does It Hurt When IPA?
Ooh, that's deep. That's deep.
Frank is always really good with coming up with clever names for his songs and such. And of course, it didn't surprise me when I read the name of this beer that he would go do something like that. It is, of course, a play on the late Frank Zappa's 1979 Joe's Garage track, Why Does It Hurt When I Pee? The beer is launched on Monday, December 21st in honor of the star's birthday. This West Coast style IPA brewed with Zappa hops, Simcoe, and Cascade has notes of passion fruit, spice, and the rocker's favorite, grapefruit. The can itself features never-before published photos of Frank, Duckfoot co-founder Matt Delvecchio, a Zappa fan from childhood, is a longtime friend of Zappa's Zappa plays Zappa touring musician Pete Griffin, who made the intro to the family and launched the beer making process. Quote, our new friends, but they still feel like old friends, at Duckfoot Brewing Company are making a delicious new brew using Zappa Hop. Ahmet Zappa said in his press statement, stay home, be safe, and enjoy drink, be safe and enjoy Why Does It Hurt When IPA responsibly. All the Zappa Trust proceeds from this batch will go to support the music community in need. Music is the best. And I gotta say, I think you and I, our cousin is a drummer. He lives in Nashville, and I talked to him back in September. He called me on my birthday because, you know, our birthdays are 4 days apart. So, you know, we had a nice little conversation and, you know, catch up, see what each other's doing. And he was lucky enough where he saw it coming. And, you know, his wife works in the medical industry. And so he probably has more intimate knowledge of the inner workings of the health field than most. And so he saw it come in, and he got a gig over at Home Depot while he's waiting for the music scene to ramp back up. And COVID has hit all industries very hard, and the music one is one that kind of, especially live music. You know, he plays a lot of live music, so he kind of feeds off of that, not only for, you know, his income, but also for, I think, his pleasure, and that's his love, his music. So that's why he chose to be a drummer. He might be a struggling drummer, but he's still doing it, and he's still doing what he loves. So if you can't do something you love, it's kind of like you're kind of empty inside. You know what I mean?
I totally get what you mean. I mean, the fact that it's still his passion, mm-hmm. Music, which, you know, kind of, you know, it's art. So it's like, what do you expect? You right. know, it's with the culture of that, you know?
Yeah. And I just want to, you know, give a shout out to all the musicians out there who are struggling because of COVID. And hopefully it ends soon, not just for the music industry, but for all industries. So that's cool. They're giving back to the music industry with the Zappa beer. All right. Moving right along. This headline from Gear Patrol says, why you might not find your favorite craft beer in cans soon. So regardless, even though it's easy to blame the Trump administration for imposing the aluminum tariffs in March 2018, really what's accounted for all the lack or for the shortage, the aluminum can shortage is COVID, because producers are canning and bottling their beers in larger quantities recently than the years past, because bars are closed, restaurants are limited, if not closed, and so they're using a lot of aluminum cans. So what's a brewery to do? Go back to bottles?
Yeah.
Bring
your own growler.
Yeah, bring your own growlers to the tap rooms are open, if they even do that, because some tap rooms are to go only, but they're not doing growler fills.
Yeah.
For their own safety, and that makes sense. Ah, God, this beer is fucking terrible. It tastes like rancid, dude. That's what it does. That's what it tastes like. It tastes like rancid fucking malt. God damn. Sorry.
I like this. This is the rawness of the show. We have to get real sometimes, people.
That's correct.
Hey. Hey, we're taking live grenades for some of you, all right?
Yes.
don't make learn from our mistakes.
It was that sour one you had that you chose not to
the necrophiliac or whatever?
Yeah, that's right. The necromancer. Oh man. I'm not gonna do that though. I'm gonna rate this terribly. This is bad. People gotta know. I think you just did it because it wasn't your style, but you appreciated the fact that many others out there might like it. I think that's why you did a no rate, right?
Pretty much.
Just a check-in only, yeah.
I tapped out.
Let's see here. Let me continue this. Breweries that haven't been hit with the price hikes are being hit in other ways. East Brother Beer Company in Richmond, California purchased cans in bulk. Despite cheaper cost per unit, the upfront purchase was hard to bear, and the brewery was forced to find storage for his massive supply of cans. Trios Brewing Company, a Massachusetts-based craft brewery, may be one of the first mainstream craft breweries to shift to bottles. The brewery posted on social media an image of its green IPA, regularly canned in 16-ounce cans in a 12-ounce bottle. Though there is no word on whether the beers will be packed in 4-packs or 6-packs, beer drinkers have mixed response to the transition to glass. It is harder to ship. It's heavier. It's those shitlords out there are shitting their pants because they can't go and proxy some and then turn around and sell it, you know, trade it at a raised value, because they're going to be losing out money than they used to.
You know what they should do? They should return. They should return the aluminum. Remember that Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Where they bought gas and then wait for the price to go up and try to return.
Oh, yeah. That was a classic episode with Wildman. That was the one with Charlie was Wildman the whole time, right? Didn't he steal it? Wasn't he like supposed to be a Texas oil tycoon or something like that? He was supposed to play like some... I forgot what... Ah, man. I got to go back and see that. He ended up, like, stealing the van.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Oh, car, did you?
That's right. Ball Corporation, one of the U.S.'s primary aluminum can manufacturers, says there is still hope for can production. The company has increased production as well as opened new manufacturing plants, but relief isn't expected until 2021. Hey, guess what? We're in 2021. And considering the slim margin craft breweries operate with, there's no telling the damage the shortage could sow. I know there's a Ball manufacturing plant about like 10-15 minutes down the freeway from me. I seen it. They're up and running like every day. They got the steam coming out of the stacks. So nevertheless, return your cans. I don't know how much of the aluminum cans that are recycled make it back to being, you know, beer or soda cans again. I don't know. Maybe
yeah, I heard that a lot. I heard like a lot of recycled aluminum gets actually shipped across seas and stuff like that.
Yeah, they probably get, I'm guessing they get turned into aluminum siding for houses or whatever.
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking. But anyway. Next story. The third and last story for the week is about Russian River Brewing and Pliny the Younger rollout. And this is how Russian River plans to handle 2021's Pliny the Younger release. Every February, I'm not going to read all that crap. You know, every February. It comes out every February. Sometimes it coincides with the SF Beer Week, but not always. Let's see. This year, though, they are producing less than last year. So last year they had... they produced like 12 batches because of the Windsor facility. They were able to produce more. This year, they're only producing 4 batches of Pliny the Younger. Yeah, so right away, the scarcity is already there. Let me see here. The brewery will be bottling the beer rather than selling it on draft, similar to last year. And will be making those bottles available exclusively through the sale of mixed cases on its website. So it's going to be a 12-ounce case or 12-bottle case. 4 of those bottles will be Pliny the Younger. The other 8 is unspecified to this time, and you cannot like make your own 12-pack. They're already pre-packaged. So maybe you'll probably get a mixture. I'm guessing like the STS pills, and maybe you'll get an elder in there. Hopefully, maybe you'll get an elder for president. You know, their dry hop version. Yeah.
Well, I heard they're doing a few other new ones and stuff like that too.
Oh yeah, that 1252 maybe. I forgot what it was called. There's just like two sets. Yeah.
No, like there's it's supposed to be like a new Blind Pig and a new a Hazy Pliny or something like that.
Oh okay.
Or a Hazy Pig.
Pliny the Hazer.
There you go.
let me see. So So yeah, so maybe it could be those, or it could be just stuff that they have that they want to get rid of. Maybe they'll throw in like a barrel aged one just for fun, like a Willy Wonka's ticket or something. Who knows? They don't say. They just say you can't make your own 12 pack. They predetermine what goes in each pack. Right now, it doesn't say when the pre-sale is going on, when the pre-sale is going to hit the website. So you just have to stay tuned, either through their Instagram account or Twitter, or just keep checking the website from day to day. But it's expected to cost around $100 plus $26 shipping. So right there is like $130, right? Maybe even more for tax.
Pretty much.
And sales will be limited to one case per household. And there's another big caveat. The address that they ship it to needs to be in California.
Ooh.
So that's how the younger's coming out this year. So those of you who are hoping to get some, hopefully you have friends or relatives that you trust who live in California. Maybe you go splitsies on one. Maybe you and I can go splitsies on one.
Maybe not.
We need that $2,000 increase on the COVID relief. That would help.
Oh geez.
All right. You know what time it is?
I think I do.
Besides, time for me to get another fucking beer. This shit's rancid, dude. All right, it's time for everybody's favorite segment on Cold Brew, because it's my favorite segment. It's time for the Cold Brew List.
As we proceed to give you what you need.
Let me ask you this. What year is it?
It is 2021.
Yes, it is. And I have a list of the trends to be taken seriously for 2021.
Okay. All right. Instead of just aloof like we usually are?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. Number one. Prepare to see more lambic or sour style beers.
Okay.
They've been known as niche products, but they're going to go to mainstream. Outselling other styles. They predict.
You know, I think, yeah, lambic, yes, but I think we've had enough of the sour. If you're talking about the kettle sours, there's enough of fucking those already, man.
Right. Well, here's the thing. That sour beers, too, are on that trend where they're relatively lower calorie and lower alcohol content.
Right. Oh, yeah. You're right.
So it could be, that's why that niche is going to be, what's it called? Trendy.
Right. Okay. I gotcha.
Number two, a greater respect for lagers. You get it? You get the joke?
I get it. Yeah.
All right. Disrespecting me. Okay.
Terrible. All right, go ahead.
They say, you know, IPAs are still reigning supreme, but lagers are going to get its due.
They
especially
were
with more craft beer styles.
They was in back in 87.
87, 88?
joke for two.
Yes.
For those who know.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
Right.
Here's one that raised my eyebrow and made me do a double take.
Okay, Rock.
CBD beers are on their way.
I think you're right. I was just reading the story. I almost talked about a CBD beer that Run the Jewels is doing with the German brewery.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. So look for that soon. But yeah, I think you're right. Just because of that story, there's one right there.
Yeah. So for those of you not in the know, CBD is the other product or other byproduct or effective drug in marijuana. That's the non-hallucinogenic part.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for relaxation and even pain relief.
Pain. So, I was about to say pain management.
There you go. So with that said, what you call it? Here's to getting loaded all the time.
It's going to be the new scissor.
Here we go. Calling out the women. Hey, ladies! Funky. Right here it says, winning over the female market, rosé beer.
Oh, shit.
There have been a few rosés already.
Yeah.
what you call it? I know Firestone has one.
Mm-hmm.
We have Cali Craft up here. Cali Craft has rosé ale. I know Oscar Blues has Guns and Rosé. I think they had a cease and desist on that name too. So,
right.
I don't know if they're still doing
it. They still have the beer. They flipped the name. I'm going to look it up right now. I forgot what they changed it to.
I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn because they're so close, but I think 21st Amendment's Spark Ale was a rosé or has a rosé variant of it.
Okay.
Let's see. Those are the ones that come to mind right away. I'm sure there's a few more that I'm probably missing. In fact, I know there's a few more I'm probably missing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's not new at the same time. I'm not saying that it caught on yet.
Right. Maybe they're going to. Hey, yeah.
White Claw was out for 2 years before it blew up. So, hey, you never know. Here we go. Another trend prediction is tough times for large-scale brewers.
Oh, okay. So are you talking about like the big guys or the major craft brewers?
The big guys.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
What's it called? The smaller brewers are expanding their market share.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see that too, because like you could go to the local brewery and get some good beer to go, or you know, when you're at you know the grocery store, you get the big beer to go. You know, two different types of consumer there. And honestly, I think the bigger beer companies are missing a lot more in the restaurant scene.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's where they probably get a lot of sales.
If you're a tap room, you're a tap room. I mean, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm talking about like you know your TGI Fridays and Chili's and all that stuff. Just you know the standard happy hour beers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they have so much. We were talking about the beer wars, the shelf space and the tap handle space too. Some places got like three pulls of their like Coors Light's got three handles like in one bar, like the bigger bars. I mean,
yeah,
shit like that. But I'm trying to look up Oscar Blues, right? But yeah, I think you're right. I think that sounds like possible. Something we should be taking seriously.
So check this out. More beer is made with fresh hops.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that there's been, an 80% increase in field growing hops in the U.S.?
Is there really?
Your greenhouse, grow hops.
Yeah, why not? Let's start it up.
Yeah, you know, I've certified, you know, USDA, non-GMO.
Hey, can we throw some weed in there too?
Yeah, the CBD market. We're good.
Oh yeah, look at us tying it all together.
All right. CBD hops.
That's right. According to Untappd, it's still called Guns N' Rosé. So I wonder if they had a settlement.
It might have been the logo too. I don't know. Maybe I just heard it was coming and it never did.
Yeah, no, there are articles, and I remember talking about it on the show. And I thought we came up, or they came up with a resolution. They changed the name, and I could have swore we talked about it, but I cannot find it on. I'm scrolling through Untappd, and there's nothing. So I don't know. Weird.
All right, so number 7 on this list.
Uh-huh.
Feel good moment. Greater inclusiveness.
Oh, okay.
It'll be inclusive and diverse with greater growth expected over the next decade.
Hey, just including more people, just it makes your product better. It makes it appealing to more people because you get different, you know, tastes and flavors that you never would have thought of before.
Exactly.
Oh, I got something right here, which could be it. Rosé. Rosé for Days?
By who?
By Oscar Blues.
Okay.
This might be it. See, hibiscus and prickly pear, whereas the Guns N' Rosé was... Oh, now I can't find that one. I'm terrible at this. Oh, yeah, here it is. It's hibiscus and prickly pear. So, yeah, that's it. They still have the Guns N' Roses because people untapped it, but I think they changed it to Rosé for Days. What's the next one on the list, or is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was it.
Sounds good. Thank you for that. How's your beer treating you?
Good, man. Real easy to drink. Nice one.
Ah, damn it. I love that beer. I'm not saying damn it that you like it. I'm just... I'm very upset about this beer.
I said, you're not disappointed with yours.
Yes.
You're going to have like 8 beers just to get that taste out of your mouth.
Oh, man.
Off air, of course.
Yes. All right. Let's see here. Nelson. What would you like to rate this beer at?
I'm going to give it a 3.75.
All right.
Really nice. You know, it's advertised. You know, because I'm trying to think, do I rate this as a single hop beer or as a Nelson hop beer? You know what I mean? Or a dry hop beer?
Well, what's the, I mean, it's up to you. I just would just do it as a West Coast IPA.
Yeah, as an IPA, yeah, then it's 3.75.
Okay, and what are your three notes on it?
Sweet.
Okay.
Tropical and refreshing.
Refreshing. Nice. We have 11 of our friends have checked in on this one to give it an average score of 3.93. It has an overall score of a global rating of 4.09. And see, I won't name all the friends, but our buddy Rachel Bierkowski, she gave it a 4. Jose Alatriste gave it a 3.4. How do these people are giving like 3.4s and 3.70s? And I don't get it. John C gave it a 4. Matt Hines, 3.75. Aztec 77, 3.7. Eddie Gomez gave it a 4.25. Should he gave it 4.25 twice? When do you? Oh, that was back in 2018. These are a lot of old ones. Yeah, I haven't seen it here lately. That's why I was wondering why all of our Arizona friends have rated it. But these are like back 2018, 2019. I haven't seen it here recently. So anyway, that's a great beer. I like that one. Yeah.
I'm not sure if memory serves right, but I thought like before back in the day, you could it wasn't just a the quarter star ratings. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't remember. That's interesting. Let me see if I can do that with this one, because this one's bad, man. I don't like it. I'm gonna give it a 1 star. That's how much I don't like it. I'm gonna give it a quarter star. I'll give it a 1 star. It's got some flavor. Might be sour, rancid type flavor, but it does have flavor. It's not like water. Let me see here. IPNA.
If trying to be sober, you're better off drinking.
No kidding, man. It has an overall rating of 3.06. I don't know how anyone can give it more than a 2. Check in. Yeah, because see, maybe it's my phone. Maybe I have an old phone. It's an iPhone 8. But yeah, the sliding scale only goes by 2 quarter stars at a time. 1. I'm gonna write sour, rancid, and terrible. I shouldn't put rancid. Rancid like. Doesn't taste stale too. So I would say sour. I'll say stale, rancid like, and terrible. Save. And check in. Ooh, I wonder if I'll get on Untappd WTF on Instagram. All right. Hey, speaking of Instagram, it's time for our Instagram poll of the week. And get into our Instagram right now. And we did an Instagram poll on New Year's Eve. Just in time. I think it was at 10 Pacific, I put it. No, maybe it was a little bit sooner than that. Anyway, nevertheless, we did an Instagram poll of the week, and I'm going to it right now. And it was, I just thought of it on the spot. I didn't put a lot of thought into it, but it was for those staying up till midnight, because I knew some people weren't. What are y'all toasting with? And I was going to put champagne, but I thought it'd be more accurate and right, sparkling wine, because most people drink sparkling wine, not champagne, but they call it champagne. And then whatever's in my cup. This one was a landslide. It was 84% to 16%. Do you want to hazard a guess on which one, which choice won?
Sure. I would say whatever is in your cup.
That is correct. That one won 84% to 16%. Now I would have voted for sparkling wine. I love having some sparkling wine, champagne, whatever the case might be, whatever you're having. I want some bubbly on New Year's. I drink beer throughout the whole, you know, the whole ceremony or whatever you want to, not ceremony, but a little gathering. I'll be drinking beer, but come midnight, I want to have champagne in my glass.
I'm with you on that. I'm a big traditionalist in that way. You know, New Year's is definitely a celebration, and you know, let's pop some bottles. You know what I mean?
That's right. So that's
bottles with corks,
right? Not caps, not cap off. Hey, we haven't done a cork beer in a while, huh?
Nah.
You lousy cork suckers.
I haven't used that drop. I have to get that drop back. I still have all my sound drops are at the bottom of the fucking seat. Anyway, so thank you all for participating in another cold brew poll of the week, and we'll have a new one every Tuesday on Instagram stories. So be sure to come in and vote, because it's more fun. The more people who participate, the more we delight in it. Let me see here. Coach's Corner will be updated next week. We're still in the midst of week 17 of the NFL, and I don't have any of the games on right now because I have to turn everything off for this show. Yeah, you know, just so I won't get, not only so I won't be distracted, but also because it takes all my bandwidth.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Dante Pettis cut by the Niners, resurfaced with the Giants. He scored a touchdown today.
Oh, good for him. Yep. He wasn't that great as a Niner, but it just, you know, it doesn't mean he can't be of value somewhere else. Nothing really stands out except for the Giants are beating the Cowboys right now. I'm kind of surprised on that. They're only up 20-9. It's their third quarter.
Because of Dante Pettis.
Yeah, because of Dante Pettis. There you go. Other than that, let's see. The Jets are beating the Patriots. That's not that much of a surprise. I think the Patriots are just terrible this year. Plus, they don't have anybody on defense, and a bunch of people opted out. But Detroit is giving Minnesota a fight, though. I'll give them that. And that's about it. But next week we'll have the first time coach or coaches with a new team. We'll have the wrap up next week. And I just want to touch on my New Year's. I spent it with my daughter again, and I had fun. I had some good beers. One of the marquee beers that I had was called Flannel Buddies, which is an imperial stout with cocoa nibs and I think vanilla. I forget. That's a collab between Goldwater Brewing in Phoenix and Dark Sky in Flagstaff. So that's a really good one at 12%. It's a fabulous beer. But what I fucked up was I got home and I still drank again. And for some reason I got it in me. I was like, I have like a splash left of Heaven Hill. And so I decided to have like a little, I filled a little bit, you know, about three fingers in a tumbler, and I sipped on that. But when I finished that, like, my stomach didn't like it. My stomach hated it. It wasn't that I got too drunk. It's just my stomach was just like, oh, I don't want this in here. And I ended up throwing up like around 3 a.m. on New Year's Day just because I my stomach didn't like it. So I think that helped me. Yeah, that helped me though. That helped me want to be that it propelled me into dry January. Until this beer. God, this beer is so fucking terrible, man. Ugh. But anyway, yeah, that was my New Year's. Other than the retching at 3 a.m., I had a great time. I had fun. My daughter and I sang karaoke all night. We went to the we flipped it on the TV so we could watch the ball drop, and you know, and we all toasted. Had my champagne, or excuse me, my sparkling wine, and yeah, we all had fun. Good times.
Let's cool in the game.
That's correct. All right, man. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just real quick, I don't know. It seemed like a lot of people have passed away recently or found out. Paul Westphal, he was a coach of the Suns and a former NBA player.
Oh, yeah.
I liked him because, you know, he was coaching Barkley when he was with them and when I followed the NBA more. Shapadou. Rest in peace, Shapadou.
Oh, yeah. Turbo. I mean, Ozone.
Ozone.
Yeah. Ozone from the Breaking movies. MF Doom.
Yeah, MF Doom. Well, that was announced. That was announced, but
yeah,
supposedly he passed away a while ago.
In October. I was shocked when I read that. I'm like, holy shit. I was impressed that the family kept it under wraps for that long.
Right. I wonder what the motivation was behind that.
Yeah, they just wanted to, you know, celebrate his life privately for a while before they let everybody knew. I think that's all it was.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
The way social media gets everything really fast, and
right, they just wanted their own family moment, and I totally respect that.
Right.
So let's raise a glass. I can't raise this glass. I would do that to those people. Here, I have my Coke Zero right here. I'll fucking raise a Coke Zero over this shit, in honor of those who died just recently. So, rest in power, as they like to say nowadays. All right, thank you for downloading yet again another Cold Brew podcast. I am Greg, he is Sorcerer Chromatic, and we'd like to wish you cheers.
Until next time. Let me slide on the fence with the fished out fins and pound loud pipes, drinking a hen. It's that birdie man, I'll do it again. In a Cadillac truck, 24s with 10s. Looking at my Gucci is about that time. Six bad bronze flying in at 9. New suburban truck with the porno showing. Up and down and up they going. Buttons on a roaster, Lexus. You know what that hard top beam of mine. That's your truck. I'm coming up the hood, been lovely. New shoes on the whip and I wake up the bubbly. 430 Lex with convertible top. And the rims keep spinning every time I stop. Got a Superman vest that I scored from Shaq. With an old school caddy with the diamond in the back. Eight up boots with a pimped out Gucci suit.